We're continuing in Simon Reish Beis. We did yesterday Gimel and Hey, and now we're gonna do Besat Hashem Dalet and hopefully Vav as well. Okay. So Reish Beis Dalet discusses Shemen Zayit, olive oil. Gemara Brachas Lamed Hey Amud Beis Gufa Shemen Zayit. The bracha is Orei Priha Eitz. So Gemara wants to know what's the case when you're actually going to make a bar prayer eitz on Shemen Zayit. So Gemara says like this: if you drink it straight, so it's damaging, you're not going to make a bar prayer eitz on that. The Rambam, I think, understands the Gemara to mean that you can make a shakal. Most Rishonim understand the Gemara to say there's no bracha at all. And they bring a raya from Shemen Zayit Shel Truma. If you use a non-Kohen uses drinks Shemen Zayit Shel Truma, if he drinks it, he's going to pay Keren without Chomesh. But usually if you eat or drink something of Truma, you have to add a Chomesh. So the fact that you don't add a Chomesh or eating it shows it's not normal to eat it. It's not called eating. And if you anoint yourself with it, your Sach, you have to pay Keren V'Chomesh, because it's normal to use it for anointing purposes, but not for drinking. Okay, we'll get back a little bit more into this when we get to the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Gemara gives the option, maybe he's eating it with bread. The Gemara says, well, if you eat it with bread, you're just going to say Hamotzi, you're not going to make a Bar Priya Eitz. We're looking for a scenario where you're going to say a Bar Priya Eitz on Shemen Zayit, on olive oil. Then the third option, the Gemara says, is you're eating the Shemen Zayit mixed in with something called Anigron. Anigron, Rashi says, the Gemara goes on and says, Maya de Silka, some sort of beet juice. Beet soup, beet juice. So the Gemara says, well, then if that's the case, then the Anigron is going to be the Iker and the Shemen Zayit is going to be Tafel. You're still not going to make a Bar Priya Eitz. Gemara says, no. When is the Shemen Zayit going to be the Iker in this concoction? When he has a sore throat. If he has a sore throat, Shemen Zayit is good for the sore throat. So he's going to put in a lot of Shemen, and he's going to use a lot of Shemen mixed into this beet concoction. And since he has a sore throat, and his main intention is for the Shemen Zayit, so he's going to say a Bar Priya Eitz. Yes, that's what the Gemara says. So the Torah brings down Rabbeinu Yosef. Rabbeinu Yosef says, it's not limited to a sore throat. Sore throat is one example of when you would be drinking this concoction for its Shemen Zayit ingredient. And the Gra understands of Rabbeinu Yosef in the Torah, it really depends on the amount. If you're putting in a lot of Shemen Zayit, so it doesn't matter what the reason is. If you want the Shemen Zayit for whatever reason, not sore throat is one example, and you want the Shemen Zayit, therefore you're putting in a lot, and you're going to say Bar Priya Eitz. However, the Bahag and the Maram and the Rambam, and we'll see the Dakim Moshe and Shulchan Aruch, they say no. They say only if you're taking it for medicinal purposes, if you're taking it for the sore throat. Then the Shemen Zayit is the Iker, you're going to say Bar Priya Eitz. Otherwise, it's not the Refuah, and even if you put in a lot of Shemen, I'm sorry, if it's not for Refuah, even if you're putting in a lot of Shemen, the Shemen Zayit is still going to be tufel to the Maya de Silka, to the Anigron, and you're going to make the bracha on the Anigron. The Gra explains, because the pashtus of the Gemara is it really depends on the sore throat, not on the amount, and therefore if you're doing it for sore throat, ha'etz, not sore throat, you're going to make whatever bracha you make on Anigron, and the Ramah we're going to see says to say a shahakol. Let's see that now inside in the Mechaber. Reish Beis Dalet. Okay, let's see. Shemen Zayit. Reish Beis Dalet. Shemen Zayit. Im Shisao Kamo Shehu. You're drinking it straight. Ein Amavarach Alav Klal. No bracha. Why? Mishum Da'azuki Mazikle. Because it is damaging to him. Mishabur Sifkat on Chav Zayin. First Chavav, he says, Kamo Shehu means not mixed. You're just drinking it straight. Chav Zayin. And even if he has a sore throat, that's why he's drinking this Shemen Zayit, ain't a mavrach. He's not going to make a bracha. The Shemen Kemot Shehu, ain't a nene mimenu. If you drink straight up olive oil, you do not have any hana'ah, aside perhaps with the medicinal thing, which does not require a bracha, but you're not nana from the shemen zayit. So it's a little confusing and a little bit interesting. The Lashon HaGemara and the Lashon HaMechaber is it's damaging. It causes you nezek. The Mishabura seems to bring a different answer, a different reason, because you're not nana. What does it mean it's damaging? Hamburgers are not exactly healthy, but we make brachos on hamburgers. How do you, where do you draw the line? I mean, I'm reading a book now. Everything is damaging. There's not one thing in the world that's healthy except for water. He concludes that water is the only thing that is totally healthy, and everything else is problematic. So, what does that mean? Now, Dirshu here points out, very nice footnote 32, the Gemara talks about eating barley kemach, barley flour. Straight up barley flour. So the Gemara says that that is mazik, and you're going to say a shahako because you are nene. So mazik enough is not a reason not to make a bracha. Now there is, Yeshua also points out, there's another sugya which we already learned in Kuf Tzadi Vav, and that is on something that's not kosher, we have a machlekes, we possibly don't make a bracha. So what if something is halachically kosher, but it is something that is very dangerous for a person to eat? Or whatever, you give different examples. The guy with high blood pressure is eating herring. Super salty herring. Whatever it is. They go through the examples. So that's a shaila more of that food might be considered not kosher for the guy with high blood pressure to eat super salty herring, and maybe you shouldn't make a bracha on that. Or maybe you can make a bracha rishona because the first tiny, tiny, itsy peensy teensy weensy drop maybe is not damaging and not a problem. But he drinks, he eats a kezias, a chazanish kezias of the herring. Now you want to make a bracha achrona, you just done something that was very extremely unhealthy for your high blood pressure. So that's really a separate discussion of mazik, which came up in Kuf Tzadi Vav. So based on what they say, by the kemach of barley kemach, so it's damaging, but you're still going to make a shakel because you're nana. So it seems like you really need two requirements not to make a bracha. One is that it's damaging, and the other is that you're not nana. The other thing they kind of discuss is there's a dish of footnote over there by barley, which comes up in Reish Dalet. The barley stuff, and I would imagine that the salty fish for the high blood pressure guy, it's not necessarily going to mazik him this second. It's in the long run. I don't know if the long run is a day, a week, a month, a year, or 10 years. It's long run damaging. But the shemen zayit is like damaging right now. Like it's just absolutely vile and it's kind of not edible. And I don't know why it's going to the mazik. They'll say it's not edible. It's like drinking petroleum. I don't know. Smoking? We don't make a bracha on smoking. Okay. Okay, so that's part one of Reish Beis Dalet. Part two of Reish Beis Dalet is going according to the Gemara, based on what we saw in the Gemara. Part two is you eat it with bread, right? That was the second option of the Gemara. Maybe eating with bread, that's how you make a bar pre-eitz on the Shemen Zayit. And the Gemara says, no, when you eat it with bread, you just tuffle to the bread. You just say hamotzi. The imachlo in pas, we eat it with bread. In a mavarachala, no bracha. The pas ikra, mavarachala ikra, bote as a tfeil. It's interesting that they refer to things in a bread meal as an ikra of a tuffle. I don't know if that's so poshut. Maybe it is. I mean, Mechaber says it. The Gemara says it. But it could be other, I don't know, it could be other svaras that you eat a bread meal, everything is so poshut that it's working in a framework of ikra v'tafel, like peanut butter on my cracker. I make a bracha on the cracker, pass it to the peanut butter. I don't know. Sounds like it from here. Fine. So this, the Magaron quotes a Bach. Bach says, this is poshut. Like, why would the Mechaber tell me? We know that you eat a bread meal, whatever's in the bread meal is patur. So he wants to come up with like a whole chiddush. Magaron says, just because you have a kasha on the Mechaber does not give you a right to invent new halachos. So they have a whole discussion. And wait a second. We have a halacha. The guy's eating, the guy without the high blood pressure is eating the very salty fish. It's not really super edible. So in order to not, I don't know what, from the salty fish, you eat it with bread. That's a Gemara. Eat it with bread. So the bread will be tafel. So maybe, who had it over here? He's eating the shemen zayit because he wants the shemen zayit. That's the ikkar, and he's just using the bread so that the shemen zayit doesn't, quote-unquote, kill him. So then it should be like the herring, and you should just that should be an example of bar pi eitz. So then what if that, and it would seem to be, and then why did the Gemara give that example? The Gemara didn't say that. So they say, oh, because it's not normal to do that. But in Achinami, if a person would do that, so let's see Mishabur. If a person would do that, the Iker is Shem Zayin, he would make a bar pi eitz, and the bread is like, it's not there. There's no bracha, there's no tias adayim, there's no nothing. It's not halachic bread. Mishabur sifkat and chavtez, who potras at tvela. Vafil haya shem and harbe. Nabi, enu ela tafel lapas. If you have a lot of shemen, it's tafel to the bread. Because of ocha shemen, the lapas bas lapas. That's only if you're eating the shemen to kind of spice up the bread. Whatever. Avalim ocha shemen, the isha choshish begrono. But if you're eating a lot of shemen zayet, because he has a sore throat and he wants a shemen zayet, rak ocha lezem ma'at pas. He's only eating a little bit of bread. Kedeshu yuchalech ocha shemen im of lo yazikeno. Just so he can get down the shemen zayet and it won't hurt him. So in Achinami, b'zeh mikri hashemen ikir. So then the shemen is going to be considered ikir. Upoter hapasa tzveil alo. He's going to make a bar for eitz and pata the pas. No brach on the bread. Vein zochli to yadav. There's no nitzias adayim. You don't have to make a motzi. The yesh cholkin is tzveil. The apichi agav na pas ikir. Someone would say no matter what the pas is ikir. I think that was the bach. Aleph. Yeah, that's the bach. That's the Bach's Chiddush in the Mechaber. Why would the Mechaber have to tell thee? Tell us this, it's so pasha, must be that this is an exception to the rule, and no matter what, the pas is Iker. And the Maghreb says, no, why make a balacha? This is a standard thing. We have this by the herring, the super salty herring business, which, by the way, they say is not relevant to our herring. Our super salty herring is not nearly as super salty as the super salty herring of 2,000 years ago. And nowadays, they say you should make two brachos. Fine. Yeah, on the cracker on there. The Sharat Tzion, the Ma'ariv Ois Lamed says if when you eat the bread, it's because you also want the bread to fill you up or whatever, so then for sure the bread becomes the Iker. Yeah.
Even the first, both of them agree.
What?
Both sides would agree. Maybe. It's filling you up.
Yeah. Okay, so the pasha is the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah is that if he's eating this shemen zayit just for the sore throat and just a little bit of bread, then the bread would in fact be tafel to the shemen zayit, and he would say bar pi eitz. Why he didn't discuss it in the Gemara? Because it's not exactly a normal thing to do. The normal way to do it is to mix it with this anigron, which is this silka business. So that's the third part of Reish Beis Dalet. V'imshesa'o mu'urav imei silka. He mixed it up with this May silka, which is called that negron, then it doesn't damage him. Adraba, just the opposite. Humor legaron, it's good for your throat. Imuchoshish begron, if he has a sore throat. So havele shemen iker mavarcha labari priya eitz. So then the shemen zayit is the iker, and it's going to make a bar priya eitz on this concoction. Im einam eskav in the refuah ela laachila. If his kavan is not for refuah, but rather for achila. So here he does not talk about how much you put in. He's going with the Maram and the Ba'ag and the Rambam, not like Rabbi Yosef of the tour. So if you're not mechaveh in the Rafu, el lachil havele anigron iker, then the anigron is the iker. The einam avarech el al ha'anigron. You're not going to make a bar pe eitz on the concoction for the shemen zayit. Shemen zayit is tafel to the anigron. You're going to make a bracha on the anigron. What's a bracha on the anigron? Says the Rama shehako. So here there's a whole discussion. Why should it be shahako? Silka, may silka is supposed to be like silka. Now I don't exactly understand what it is, because we're going to get there. But juices are shahako, it's considered zeya ba'alma. Soups, when you cook it, and that's already, assuming it gives a super strong taste into the liquid, that's may shlakos kishlakos, that's supposed to be a bari piyadama. So if this is just, I don't know, squeezing out beets, I guess you can't squeeze out beets. You have to cook them. Can you squeeze beets? What's beet juice? You can squeeze beets to get the juice? Yeah, what does juice it mean?
Machine, just like you juice an apple.
Then what does juice an apple mean? They squeeze an apple, no? You're saying we can't squeeze it with our bare hands, not like an orange. Okay, May silka is supposed to be a hadama. So Riki Beger, the Gra, the Magen Avraham first, he says, wait a second, why is Rava saying Seshahaka? This May Silka is supposed to be Hadama. So if that Negro Zika, it should be Hadama, why Shaka? So the Gra wants to say, I don't really understand what he means, but he says, because you're turning it into a Shtia, it becomes Shahaka. I guess like in the olden days, those of us who, there's a Campbell soup, the soup that eats like a meal. If it eats like a meal, I guess it's a Hadama. And if it's if it's just a shtia, then it's going to be a shahako. I guess that's what the Gra means. Rikiv Eger brings down a Nesiv Chaim, and he wants to say it like this. When you're drinking it not for refuah, so that was the whole machlokes in the tour. You're drinking it not for refuah, but you're putting in you want the Shemen Zayin. So the Bahag says, no, if it's not for refuah, and the Psak is not for refuah, then that's not the Iker. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, I don't really care what the reason is, I just care what your Kavan is. If your Kavan is for the Shemen Zayin, it should be Ha'etz. So it's a Safek Ha'etz, Safek Hadama. So if you don't know what bracha to make, says in the Nesiv Chaim, you make a shahako. Shahako is the fallback bracha. You know what bracha will make? Make a shahako. But Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says nothing doing. When I don't know what bracha to make, maybe I can have a suffix, maybe I can make a shahako. But when I have a suffix, if it's a haetz adama, and adama patr is a haetz, so haetz adama, you go with adama, and you yotzi mamana shach, you don't fall for haetz adama, go to a shahako. So Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees with that, and Nesiv Chaim was trying to explain the Ramah, why the Ramah over here says to say a shahako. So let's see that now. Let's see some Mishaburas. Mishmah Sivkatan Lam and Aleph. How about they Shemen Iker? Because you're eating it for refuah. The Merakech Merape Sagaron. It softens and heals the throat. The Afa got that Anigra Merubala Shemen. Even though you're still most likely going to have more of this Anigra than Shemen. The low azinan kan basa rov mashke. We're not looking at the majority. In general, ikar tafel is a general rule. When you don't have a specific reason, you're eating one over the other. You have a fruit salad. I don't know what's the ikar, what's the tafel. You look at the majority. If it's 51% ha'etz, it's ha'etz. 51% adama, it's adama. Here we don't look at the majority. El kol davar she ikar kavanasu ikar the inyan abracha. We look at the kavanah. Here's kavanah for the shem zayit because he's sick. He has sore throat, and therefore the brachas bar pre eitz, even if it's a minority ingredient, but that's the ikar. And the sheni niftar. But a wonderment. We'll see in Reish Hei Dibikas Meishlakas Ubar Priadama. This vegetable juice. I don't know, vegetable soup juice. Because of shaka. So the Mishnah brings down this grub. And you're turning it into a drink and not a, I don't know, not the soup that eats like a meal, I guess. I don't know. Don't have clarity. Hopefully we get to Reish Hei, we'll have more clarity.
A soup is
more like a meal. Okay, now look at the Sharatin. Oh, it's Lamid Vav. Achain. However, Bekama Rishonim, Vema Bahag, Riaz, Binyana de Meshlakos, Vabudra, Mavur Lehedia, Digam Bekam, because of our Priyad Damas. That's a push that you make a Shahako. It is a Rambam. It is a Rabbi Yonah. The Ramah goes in that direction, but says the Shati is not so push it, because you have a bunch of Rishonim who say that is in fact Adama. Ukisvaras Arava Magan Avram, like the Kashat the Magan Avram. Well, your Rabbi Yechria, so it comes up with some compromise. Decha Duruba Silko, if it's a majority of this beet stuff, Mevarech Pri Hadama. Decha Dashem Maruba, Inavarech Ella Shahaka Ukipsaka Shachanach, Mechain Pasak Amagin Gibori. Why is that a compromise? I guess because he's mitzarif that the Shem Zayin might be Shahako, I guess. I don't know. Okay, that is Reish Beis Dalet. Hey, we did yesterday, we're up to Reish Beis Vav. Reish Beis Vav is the infamous caper bush sugya from the beginning of Parakeet Mavarchin and Brachos. Everyone shudders when they hear about that caper bush. So the caper, the tzlaf, the braisa in Brachos, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph says, on different pieces of the caper bush, there's four parts of the caper bush that are, or maybe it's a caper tree. There are four parts that are edible. There are alin and tmarot. Alin are leaves. Tmarot are berries on the leaves. The Braisa says that those are bore pri adama. Then there's evyonot. That's the pri. And then there's kafrisin, which is some sort of klipa of the pri. And the Braisa says that those two are bore pri ha'etz. The Gemara says that the tzlaf is planted for the ganze geshich. The whole thing. You plant it for all four parts. And then the Gemara brings down a member of the Merav, Slav Shel Orla, B'chutz La'aretz. Now Orla in Eretzel Daraisa, in Chutz La'aretz Darabana. So Orla, Slav Shel Orla, caper bush of Orla, in Chutz La'aretz, which is only Dirabanan, Zorek of Yonot, you have to throw out the pre, but you're allowed to eat the klipa of the pre. The klipa of the pre, which the Braisa says is bore pre eats. Review the Marav says you're allowed to eat it. So the Marav says, how could it be? The klipa is bar pre eight. That means as a din pre. If as a din pre, oral is relevant. It's only derabanan, but still derabanan. And how could you be allowed to eat it? So the Gemara goes on to say that he holds like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva holds that in terms of Chumas and Maisris, now Chumas and Maisris is assumed to be derabanan. If it's not dagon tirosh, it's not grapes, olives, and grains, are derais, everything else is derabanan. So Rikiva holds that you're only mafresh Shumas HaMaisris from the Evyonos, from the pre itself. Then the Gemara talks about Kohamekel ba'aretz halacha kamosa b'chutz la'aretz about the Eretz Yisrael law. Did you have a machlok? Yes. So we're machmir in Eretz Yisrael, but when it comes to Orla, Durabon, or Chutz La'aretz, we're going to go with the Mekel Shita. Then the Gemara brings down a story. Ravina found Marbar Ravashi that he was eating the Evyon, he was throwing away the pre, the Evyonos, and eating the kafis and the klipa. Then the Gemara seems to say, it's in brackets, and they point out that the Marshal takes it out of the Gemara, because it's really not a Gemara at all. It's really from the Bahag, and the Rosh also says that this is from the Bahag, it's not really from the Gemara. But it's printed in the Gemara, in princes. V'ilchasa kemar baravashi, who threw out the pre and ate the klipa, and because by Orla it's not a pre, Ligabe Brachas it's also not a pre, and therefore you're going to say Bari Pri Hadama. Because by Orla this has a din of non pre, you're allowed to eat it, Orla Chutz La'aretz. Therefore it's not a pre, if it's not a pre, you're going to say Bari Pri Hadama against the Braisa that says to make a Bari Pri Ha'etz. Now, if this is a Gemara, so it's open and shut. It's a Gemara. But if it's a Bahag, so Bahag's like, is it Gonim, Rishonim, and the other Rishonim can argue. So Tosis over there argues, and he says, wait a second, we're Mekel that you're allowed to eat it because it's oral in Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat it. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's a pre. In Chutz La'aretz, it's not a pre. So, but by brachos, we're not machalik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So how can you bring a raya from Orla, which is telling where you are, to brachos, which is one size fits all? It's the same bracha in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, he says it's a bar preitz. There's a Madana Yontif that wants to say that we view it as a suffix. So by Orla, suffix l'chumra. And by brachos, it's also a suffix. Suffix ha'etz, suffix adama. We're going to go with Hadama. And then the Madani Yantav goes to say, no, the bracha is going to depend on whether you're in Eretz or Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because otherwise it's going to be a tarit to disaster. How can you make a bari pri ha'etz in Chutz La'aretz and eat it? If it's a bari pri ha'etz, it's Arla. If it's Arla, it's Azer. So the bracha is also going to depend on where you are. Okay, it's a juicy sugya. It's Mechaber makes it it's pretty open and shut. Mechaber says like this: Slav, here's Slav. Min ilancha alin shel ruim lachil v'yesh ba'olav k'min tzmarim. If you don't know who a pre met Slav kafrit and a klipish yosav a pre k'klipas agozim. Okay, he's explaining the four parts of the caper bush which we already discussed. Al ha'alin on the leaves and on the tzmarot on the berries. The ala kafrit and on the klipa he's paskening a bore pre adam. Balev yono shem ikra pri bore pri ha'etz. Because all these things are dama in a chashuv in the ikare pri ha'etz. It's not part of the boy pri ha'etz. It's not the ikra. But it is planted for that purpose to eat it, and therefore you make a boy pri ha'dama. The Sharatzin and Ois Mamalav wants to say nowadays it's not planted for that purpose, and you would say Shahakal. Nowadays, I never heard of anyone eating caper bush. Which is the klipa, also adama, mishum de eno ikra pri. When come out from b'di'avin, b'irachal kafrisim, bar pri eitz is going to be yotza. Mishabur the Ois Mem Beis on the bottom, Sharatzin, Chidushim Kiva Eger. We should have repose game because of Bar Priya 8. Fine. Okay, now we're running out of time. So now he's going to talk about what with klipa. What about orange peels? What about esrog peels? What about peels, which nowadays there are those who eat it? Not any. You candy it, you sugar it, you chocolify it. Okay, that we'll save for tomorrow. The end of Mishabur Sikakamanatat gets into peels and the sugya of peels. Okay, we'll stop here.